The recent alleged abduction and sexual assault of a 13-year-old Edmonton girl by a 40-year-old American man she met online highlights the dangers of child luring in an age of ever-expanding social media usage in every Alberta community. It also points to the need for parents and other guardians to be aware of the potential risks associated with online usage by youngsters and to be vigilant and proactive at all times. Whether more could have been done to prevent the Edmonton girl from being victimized remains to be seen. What is known is that safeguarding youngsters from potential online predators must be constant and comprehensive. Alberta Children's Services officials say knowing the signs and signals that online luring is taking place remains one of the keys to preventing criminals from victimizing young people. Warning signs that luring may be occurring include the youngster withdrawing from his or her regular friends and family, being secretive about who he or she is associating with, and being excessively secretive or reactive about his or her browser history, frequented websites or contacts on their cell phones. According to the Canadian Centre for Child Protection, Instagram and Snapchat are now the most common platforms being used for child luring, with more than 150 reports of online child exploitation being reported in Canada every month. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has only compounded the online child luring danger and risk, with more and more young people online during both daytime and nighttime hours. As the recent horrific and shocking case in Edmonton highlights, the victimization of Alberta young people through online luring is an ever-present danger, with potential predators recognizing no geographic boundaries. With social media usage now ever-present in Alberta communities large and small, it is the profound responsibility and duty of all stakeholders to ensure youngsters are protected from potential online luring predators. And of course, anyone suspecting that a child luring situation is occurring should contact police without delay. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Alberton.